Friday once more, which, despite what they tell you, is easy to tell from all the other days of the week, because it's the day when we ask one of our Culturefile guests to tell us about the things they've been enjoying in books, TV, music, film, and even smells. And this time, composer, violinist, and bringer of joy, Andrew Hamilton, shares with us his Culturefile likes.
Hello, my name is Andrew Hamilton. I'm a composer and I have a new album out called Joy on Ergodoth Records. Recently, I've been rereading a book of writings by the painter Agnes Martin. She's a real hero of mine, and I've had this book, I think, around 10 or so years, and I often go back to it. It's a very bracing collection of articles and lectures she gave. She's quite harsh about how an artist should live and make their work. She famously thought that even having a pet was too much of a distraction. I quite enjoy reading her work as a sort of, it's like jumping into the sea, like with that first moment where it's really cold, but it really wakes you up. Also, I think the first time I saw a painting by her was in the Hugh Lane Gallery when I was a teenager, and I just didn't know who it was by or what it was about, and I just saw this painting and it just mesmerised me. And so since then, that moment in the Hugh Lane, I've loved her work. I've been catching up during the lockdown with television I haven't seen, and I finally caught up with the HBO series Succession. I sort of knew it was out there, but often when people say something's amazing, I'll take a while to get around to it. I'm really enjoying watching this series. It's amazing writing and acting. And the really interesting thing about it is how horrible nearly, I think, probably virtually everyone in it is. But somehow they keep you wanting to watch out and find out how these people develop. So I really admire that ability, that technical ability to make disgusting people fascinating.
Everything I've done in my life, I've done for my children. I know I've made mistakes, but I've always tried to do the best by them because I love them.
Have you thought about the possibility that your children are actually scared of you?
In music or sound, Music Network have a brilliant online series called The Butterfly Sessions. I wrote a short new piece for that series. And I was trying to find something online on their webpage. And often, as happens, I just randomly clicked on a YouTube link. And it took me to a song sung by Nell Necronin and Jim Murray on guitar. And literally took my breath away how beautiful it was. It's a song called Majin Vach Er Labig Vig. And it was just one of those moments where you hear something and you just want to hear it over and over again. I'm just stunned by the beauty of the singing and the playing. Food and drink. Well, I'm on my own, living on my own in lockdown here in Birmingham in the UK. So I have to say, I haven't had the most exciting culinary time cooking for myself every day. It's losing its glamour now. But my one major achievement is that I cooked with paneer Indian cheese for the first time. I built up the bravery, and I put it in a curry and it was actually delicious. But then again, anything fried in oil and butter will probably taste delicious. Perfume scent. I was reading something randomly again on the internet about a scent, an eau de cologne, the very first one invented, called Farina 1709. Which Mozart wore, and he's another one of my massive heroes. And also Oscar Wilde, they say, bought it as well. So I decided I wanted to find out how Mozart would have smelled. It was one of those sort of lockdown moments of madness. So I bought and sent away for a small bottle of it from Germany, and it arrived, and I have to say it ended in disappointment. I can't say I really like the smell, but then it was an experiment. So maybe some people would have liked the way Mozart smelled, but I cannot own up to agreeing with that.
Composer, violinist and singer Andrew Hamilton there, and his album Joy is out now on our Godos Records. Coming up this evening, culture and the two-metre rule in the shape of a telephone walk in Bloom's footsteps, Corker Dorker's pandemic pop-up Contact, and a dream of a better Aleppo. That's all in the Culture File Weekly this evening at 7. But before that, some more music.